greetings and welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, October the 11th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness. As always, I thank you for being present with me as we break open God's word together. This week, looking at and toward the readings for the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. For those new, those discovering this for the first time, welcome. It is awesome. Hey, I am just a guy. I am a lay Catholic minister, have been for 30 plus years of my life. And I think I'm in my fifth year of doing this, where I break open God's readings and just kind of give my thoughts on them. They are mine. They do not have the fullness of the readings by any means. And if they assist you, that is wonderful. And if not, I urge and invite you to find one, a podcast or someone that can help you break open these readings in a way that does assist, because they contain so much goodness. So with that, here's what we're going to look at for this coming weekend. We, as always, are going to look at the first reading and the gospel. Not that the second reading doesn't contain, you know, wonderful bits of information, and even beyond information, things, ideas that will lead us toward wisdom. But we're going to focus on the first and the gospel, as they generally are picked to go together, and it's clear that they do this weekend as well. So for those who'd like to read along with, the first reading is Wisdom chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Again, for our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, look in the Apocrypha section of your Bible for the Book of Wisdom. And the gospel is going to be kind of a long one, Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 30. So because it's longer, let's just dive right on in, shall we? And break open God's word. As always, if there is a way, however you prepare yourself to open your very being to hear the word of God well, and to allow that word to take root within you, I invite you to do that at this time as we break open God's word together. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed, and prudence was given to me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and comeliness I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And again, as I often say, brothers and sisters, if there is a word, an image, an idea, a phrase, a thought, whatever that would be that came to you while we heard the word, or if that's what comes to you during the hearing of the gospel, I invite you just to sit with that. Let that image, let that idea, let that thought infect. I want to use that word in the best sense of that, infect you. And let it sit with you and ponder it and chew on it. And let the Spirit of God work upon you through it, okay? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses, brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." My friends, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that was a long one, right? And the gospel really kind of has two parts to it. It has the part where the what we call the rich young ruler, the rich young man, comes up to Jesus and they have their interchange. And then it's got kind of breaking out some of that with the disciples. I'm going to focus on the first and the former, not the latter. Kind of like last week, there's so much here that I don't want us to be here too lengthy of a time. And sometimes when we try to focus on too much, we lose everything. And so I just want to keep it kind of focused. So let's start with the first reading, because the first reading really does point to that interchange between the rich young man and Jesus. And now the first thing we need to do is be kind to the rich young man. Because in doing so, we're going to be kind to ourselves, because he's us. He's us. But we're going to get to that. So what wisdom does is it's inviting us, it's challenging us to say, what is it, what would we give up in our pursuit of wisdom? What would we give up in our pursuit of wisdom? Now, don't confuse wisdom with knowledge. Remember, even as Isaiah says, when we get confirmed, right, we have to know what the gifts of the Spirit are. Wisdom and knowledge are two separate gifts. Knowledge is wonderful. Knowledge is what we're trying to gain here today, but we're also trying to gain wisdom, which this is Joe's term now, but I don't think I'm far off from what the writer of the Book of Wisdom would say. Wisdom is putting on the mind and heart of God. It is knowing God's, we can never know the depths of God, so I don't want to say that. But it is knowing the mind and heart of God, and it is putting that on within myself. And so when I view creation, and certainly can, you know, include humanity within that, I view it through the mind and the lens and the eyes and the ears of God. And when I interact, I'm interacting with the heart of God. That's what wisdom is. And what wisdom says, or at least what it invites us to, and this is an invitation, because we all fall short of this invitation. But what this invitation does is it says, what would you give up for it? Because the writer of wisdom would give these things up. "I preferred her to scepter and throne," meaning I prefer her, wisdom. Remember, the spirit of wisdom is Sophia in the Hebrew scriptures, that takes on a female form, her. "I prefer to her to scepter and throne." I prefer wisdom to power. and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. And so power and riches are secondary to wisdom. But it doesn't stop there. Beyond health and comeliness, I prefer her. I prefer the mind and the heart of God to even to my health and even to my looks. But it doesn't stop there. I chose to have her rather than light. The very sunshine, the very day. I mean, the author of the Book of Wisdom is saying, there is nothing that compares with wisdom. I just had a Sinead O'Connor moment. There is nothing that compares to you, assuming we are speaking to wisdom at that point. There is nothing that I would give all of that up for the mind and the heart of God. All right? That sets the table for the gospel. And so, here we have this wonderful conversation, right? This rich young man comes up and says, good teacher. So listen, let me first of all say this rich young man isn't a bad guy. You know, we need to cut him a couple of things, slack in a couple of ways. First of all, he recognizes Jesus as being good. Now, Jesus, in Jesus's correct and wonderful way, says, listen, why do you call me good? There's only one that is good, and that is the creator of all, you know? And it's the very first commandment, right? That God is before all. So please don't use that same word that we would use for God to use for me. So the rich young man at least sees Yahweh's, God's action and words and being within Jesus. He recognizes that and he names it, okay? So that's in his favor. Secondly, the rich young man he's saying, I'm looking to inherit eternal life. Now I'm gonna parse those words apart here in a little bit. And he recognizes when Jesus says, you know the commandments, right? And he doesn't give the ones that apply to God, you know, the first, second, or third. He gives the ones that apply to humanity, you know, honor your father and mother, don't kill, don't steal, don't defraud, don't lie, right? All those things. How do we deal with one another? Which is interesting. And again, I think there's reason for that. I'm going to guess it's called conjecture. But Jesus says that. And again, to the rich young man's credit, he says, I've done all that. So the rich young man knows that this rich young man who is looking to inherit or possess eternal life knows, one, who Jesus is. I recognize within you God's very presence. And two, I recognize that following the rules alone don't get me to the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, those are two important rungs on the ladder. And so hats off to this young man, okay? Do we recognize that in Jesus? Do we recognize the same things and that following the rules don't get us there? That there is more? Okay, so now let's parse apart what the rich young man is doing. He's saying, listen, I own a lot. I own a lot. And what I want to own also is, in a sense, the kingdom of heaven. I want to possess it. I want to inherit it. Setting aside the fact that inheritance is gift, right? It's grace. We don't do anything. He says, what must I do? What must I do to make sure the inheritance is mine? And ultimately, brothers and sisters, the gift of God, the kingdom of God, it's all grace. It's all grace. It is gift given to us. This is a man who possesses much and who wants to now possess one other thing, which is eternal life. And none of us can possess that. That is God's gift to us. That is something we realize within wisdom when we open ourselves to that. And so effectively, this is someone who is coming. I'm going to use the idea of prayer, okay? I think we're going to kind of shortcut over to that and say, when we converse with Jesus, okay? Sorry, I'm just all over the place here. This is an interaction between this rich young man and Jesus. And ultimately, it's really one that's good. And Jesus looks at him and says, and doesn't just look at him. Did you hear that wonderful line? Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, you are lacking one thing. I mean, really, he's a good guy. He's only lacking one thing. He's been seduced. Go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. And at that statement, the young man's face fell, for he went away sad, for he had many possessions. He's been seduced by his possessions. And he is their lover, and in a sense, he is their prisoner. Even one with golden chains, but he is wrapped in them. And he cannot give them up. Brothers and sisters, when we go to prayer to our loving God, to our good God, God looks at us with love. And he looks and says, because I suspect our hearts are pure as well. And we look and have requests as well, similar to the rich young man. And God looks at us with love and wants to give that gift. It's not one we can possess. It is not one we can keep the rules and enter into. It is not one that we can attain on our own merit. It is not one we can do A, B, and C, and we have the kingdom of God. It is, as the Book of Wisdom suggests, it says, what would we give up to give that? You know, would we give up health and comeliness and light itself and riches and power? I mean, the author of the Book of Wisdom pleads. Did you hear that word right away? That was the first word used. I prayed and prudence was given to me. I pleaded and the Spirit of Wisdom came to me. What would we give up for our God to look at us with love and tell us, this is what is seducing you? And are you willing to give up that which is seducing you to come follow me? Brothers and sisters, we can be seduced by any number of things. The rich young man, as I said, he's us. And Jesus goes on to say, it is so hard for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of God, not because they're bad people. And Peter is so surprised, and the disciples are so surprised by the wealthy that it's hard to enter the kingdom of God because they believe wealth is a sign of God's favor. And they're saying, what? That's not it? And Jesus is saying, our wealth has seduced this young man. And wealth seduces. That's what it does. Look around our you know, the affluent in our world. It is so easy to be seduced, but it is not the only seducer, right? Our God wants to be our lover. Our God wants to seduce us. But power seduces us, and wealth and comeliness and health, fame, prestige, self-righteousness. We are seduced by any number of things. And I think, brothers and sisters, prayer doesn't invite us just to place requests before our God. Prayer doesn't invite us just as a way to say, how do I get to heaven? And I'll be a good girl or a good boy and pray and get there. What prayer invites us to is to put on the mind and the heart of God. And in doing so, we have to take our own mind and our own heart off. And what the mind and heart of God is going to do is it invites us into a journey, and one that is hard and dangerous, because God, in God's wonderful goodness, will show us ourself and what has and continues to seduce us today. And looking at us with love, he will look and say, Joe, give this up, A, B, C, and come follow me, because you are settling for a lover that is far lesser than I. Brothers and sisters, that I think, and I think that's where I'll stop today, is what do we allow to seduce us? And are we brave enough, courageous enough? Do we desire the kingdom of God, the wisdom of God enough to place ourselves before our God and allow ourselves to be looked at with love and allow God to name, this is what seduces you. This is what seduces me. And to, as best we can, with God's assistance, set that aside so we may be open to that kingdom of light and love, the mind and heart of God, not just later upon death, but now. Now. Because that's what Jesus says. Those who give these things up, all this other stuff is available to us now. It's a dangerous journey, brothers and sisters. The young man walked away sad. Doesn't mean it was the end of the journey for him. We have hope that he came later in a fit of bravery and courageousness and was able to set that aside. Today's not the end of the journey for us either. But it is invitation inside to ask that question, what is it that seduces us? And what are we willing to give over to God in order for the spirit of wisdom to be given to us? Let's pray. And so we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The second glorious mystery, the Ascension. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, again, thank you for being with me to break open God's word. I'm so grateful and humbled. May your week be filled with every good blessing. Be well. And God's peace.